Okay. Hi, Abhijit. How are you?
Hi, Udari. I'm great. How have you been?
I'm good, thank you. All good.
Sorry, please come again.
Yes. So, no, all good, thank you.
Okay.
And thanks for allowing me to be your coach for today. I can assure you this is a safe space. So everything that we discuss is going to remain confidential. Just wanted to check with you if you're okay with us recording this session for
Yeah,
academic
absolutely.
purposes. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So Abhijit, what would you like to discuss today?
Okay. So, let me give you some context. I've recently taken on a new job. Am I audible clearly? Can you hear me?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah. So, I've taken on a new job, and it's a fairly big job. Compared to what I've been doing, it also involves some parts which I'm not really very familiar with. I haven't really been hands-on with, and so on and so forth. So I'm basically an asset guy. Okay, so loans, lending, anything to do with that, I'm anything that you need, I'm your man. But if I walk into a bank branch, I have to ask 10 people, where do I deposit this check? Where do I get the slip? And where do I stand in line? So liabilities, I have absolutely zero knowledge. And now I'm supposed to be leading the training, learning and development for them also. But I mean, yeah. But more importantly, across, I think, 17 odd years of working in this industry, I have always had the privilege of growing with the company. So I've always joined my previous teams when the company was small, when the teams were small in size. And then I grew, and as the company had kept on adding complexity, kept on adding people, I just adjusted, adapted, and grew along with that. Now this is the first time it's happening where I am jumping into a setup that already exists, that has been running for long, obviously has been doing well also. And I am finding myself a little out of my depth. In Bombay, there is a saying where we say, main chalti gaadi mein chadh raha hoon. It's like you're climbing a train that's already moving. And that's something that's becoming a bit of a challenge for me. From a competence perspective, I know I'm already there. I know what needs to be done, and so on and so forth. But this unease, discomfort that I'm getting, is not leaving me. And of course, then there is the overthinking. Am I doing this correct? Am I not? Should I do this? Should I not? And so on and so forth. And double guessing yourself is what goes on. So I would really like to try to find a way in which I can take control of this moving car without overturning it. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Abhijit. First of all, congratulations on landing this new job.
Thank you.
Really happy for you.
Thank you.
I hear you've experienced a lot of growth in your past roles within the organization. I also hear that you've taken up L&D in a newer space in your current role, right? You did mention about, getting or possibly getting onto this moving train, right?
Yeah.
Or a car for that matter. It seems to me you're contemplating whether you're on the right track, so far, and how you could balance the speed of this particular vehicle.
Yeah, to some extent. I'm actually trying to figure out. So I'm scared of hurting people, and that is going to happen because there is somebody else who was handling things. Now I am supposed to handle the person who was handling things for so many years. And that's something that doesn't really sit very well with me. I'm afraid of, hurting people, causing disruption, creating a lot of conflict within the team itself. And hence, I'm trying to look for a way which allows me to smoothly take control. I'm supposed to be the leader. I'm supposed to be in charge. I want to get into the driver's seat without causing a lot of disruption around.
Okay, so I hear you're worried about, hurting people in this role, or you don't want to, and you're worried about how not to create that, the disruption, right, in the role. So what I hear is that you are looking at taking control, which runs smoothly, right? Okay. So could you tell me a little bit more about the speed of this moving train or the vehicle, and how comfortable are you with that at the moment?
Oh, it's moving really fast.
Okay.
Stakeholder expectations are high. We've just gotten, so we were a small finance bank, and we've just gotten a license to be a universal bank, a full bank like an ICICI, HDFC or whatever. So obviously my promoters are pushing really hard. My stakeholders are pushing really hard. There is a ton of capability building that's needed. There's a lot of expectations. So also because this company also over the last 20 years or so has grown from being a very, very small startup non-banking company to a small finance bank and now into a universal bank. And there isn't a lot of succession planning that has happened. So, that's also something that needs my attention. From a capability point of view, people have been in their silos, and a lot of cross product, cross segment, cross function capability building is needed. So yeah, the car is moving really, really fast. It is not as fast as my stakeholders would want it to go, and it also doesn't really move exactly on the track that my stakeholders want it to be moving on. So yeah, the challenge is to take over and align it, and also bring it up to the speed that my stakeholders want.
Okay. All right. And how are you feeling about the speed overall, or how things are moving, progressing?
So to be honest, I am right now on the footboard, hanging on to the door, trying to get in. So I'm not really affected by the speed as such. If the car was moving slow earlier, I didn't cause it to go slow. If it needs to go faster, I will eventually make it go faster once I am in the seat. So right now, the speed doesn't really impact me much. I'm kind of appreciative of what the team has been doing over the last few years. But yeah,
Okay.
other than that, it doesn't impact me.
So you're just concerned about how the operation can run smoothly in the department. Is that correct?
Yeah, how I take it over and yet keep it moving.
Okay. And so with that in mind, what would you want to explore in today's conversation?
So, like I said, how do I go about, taking control without causing disruption, without hurting people, without creating unnecessary conflict? I need a plan or a strategy
Okay.
for that.
Cool. I hear you say, taking control of the situation again and again. So could you elaborate a little bit for me on what this control feels like in an ideal situation? How would you see that how do you perceive that control to be?
In an ideal situation, the control that I refer to would mean that the car is moving in the direction which I want it to move, which means to bring it back to business. My understanding of what the organization needs is complete. My translation of that into my team's activities is fairly accurate, if not flawless. And my team executes that plan as flawlessly as possible. That's what the control looks like.
Okay. And with all this, you basically need a strategy. Is that correct to say?
Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely.
So, how would we know by the end of the session that you've achieved this strategy, or how do we measure success? From this session today.
So, a very clear measure would be tomorrow morning when I get up and go, I will have an approach decided of how I'm going to, tackle the day and the week and the month and the quarter ahead. I think if I'm able to arrive at that clarity, I would say, we've achieved it.
Okay, thank you. Could you also tell me a little bit, Abhijit, about what do you mean by the word clarity in the situation?
So I referred double guessing earlier, right? Because it's a new ecosystem, because it's a new set of stakeholders, a lot of equations already exist. Now my mind, my intellect tells me that I need to approach a situation a certain way. I need to take a certain decision. At the same time, my mind, again, my intellect also prompts me that, look, there might be another perspective to this. If things are happening this way, maybe they're happening this way because A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever possible reasons. What this does is this creates inaction. Inaction robs me of speed, it robs me of outcome, and it stops me from being the decision maker, actually, because if I'm not making decisions, if I'm not then I'm not the decision maker. If I'm not the decision maker, I'm not really fulfilling my role responsibilities, because my reporting manager, the person who hired me, expects me to come in and set this place in order. For that, I have to take decisions. And for those decisions, I need clarity, which means I need to stop double guessing myself and say, look, this is what logic tells me. This is what, if sometimes I don't go by this, but sometimes clarity simply looks like, if it talks like a duck, walks like a duck, makes sounds like a duck, then it's a duck, rather than trying to think if it is a rabbit in disguise. That's essentially what I mean by clarity.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So I hear you say that, there might be another perspective to this of how you're looking at this particular situation. Okay. What do you think could be that perspective or another way of looking at your situation currently?
Okay, so I'm hearing two questions. So what could be another perspective to the situation? There are hundreds. I mean, I could go down a whole rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. This guy is also from UP, that guy is also from UP, so they are already connected to each other and whatever. There is no end to that. When you're making decisions that impact people and are likely to impact a large number of people to a significant extent, then you have to think, इसके पीछे और क्या हो सकता है, what else could be happening in the background. If the second question that I heard in what you asked me was, what could be another way of looking at my situation? another way of looking at my situation is somebody who's basically holding hold or has the door open, just needs to walk in without trying to over anticipate कि घर के अंदर क्या मिलेगा. ठीक है, जो मिलेगा मिलेगा, ये तो डील विद वॉट एवर कम. दैट्स अनदर वे ऑफ लुकिंग एट वेयर आई एम.
So what I hear is that you would, another way of looking at it would be trying not to over anticipate or over
Yeah,
think the
yeah, yeah.
situation, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, I'll tell you something else. The over anticipation, overthinking, all of that also comes from what I like to believe is a good place. I'm a conflict averse person, okay? As far as I can be friendly with everyone, get things done in spite of that, or maybe because of that, a lot of times I would prefer that rather than, there is a very simple brute force way of getting in, saying, "Everybody stand up. I am the sergeant of this squad, and you all will do what I tell you to do." End of story. Simple. I don't need to agonize so much over that. But that will naturally bring in conflict. I may end up hurting people who don't deserve that hurt. That's the root cause, why I see myself agonizing so much.
Okay. And thanks for that clarification. I hear, you would like to avoid conflict around with people in
Yeah.
general in the given situation.
Jenny, just go back to your coaching agreement. Work with the agreement.
Right. So Abhijit, if I may ask you, what is the importance of, of controlling the situation at this point in time?
Simply put, that is the reason why I've been hired. It's my role to take charge of the situation, bring it in order, align it to where my stakeholders, my promoters want it to go.
So team, I'm happy to see that there is the decision on content is made, but we had a goal of rolling out first newsletter for quarter one. So how are we
So,
going
Swapnil,
to do
you are
that?
not on mute. Swapnil, you have to be on mute.
Sorry, Jen, you were saying something, or was I
Sorry,
saying
Abhijit.
something?
Yeah, you were saying, how, what is the importance of,
Yeah. So one, I told you it's part of my role. So naturally, I mean, there is the sooner I do it, of course, they will allow me a few weeks to get set, understand the context and everything. But yeah, it's my role. I mean, that's what I've been hired for.
So do you see any barriers at this point in time that might be coming in the way from achieving what we are looking at achieving?
So, because I said I want to arrive at a strategy. I want
Mm-hmm.
to arrive at clarity.
Mm.
That, I don't know. The only barrier to that is me, myself. Because see, it's all stemming from here. It's all stemming from my own head, and it's I think also stemming from my own value system that people should not be hurt. People should not be put to something that they do not deserve. Bad experiences. People should also get what they have worked for. If they have given 10 years of their life to the organization and someone comes from the outside and just, undoes all that work, it's unfair. A lot of it stems from that.
Okay, so Abhijit, I see that you definitely, value the people in your team. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
And I also see that there is an awareness how you do not want to hurt anybody in the process or even, do anything that's unfair. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, what do you notice, when you say these things? So what do you notice in yourself when you have these realizations and say these things?
I'm very proud of myself. It may not always result into material gain. It may sometimes also result into some not particularly desirable consequences, but I'm able to sleep well at night. I'm proud of myself. I believe this is how the world should be. People should sort of talk things out and work with each other, value each other. Things would be so much simpler, easier, better. That's it.
Okay. Lovely. Great. I definitely hear that you're proud of how you are as a in your in terms of what you've achieved or how you work along with others. Okay. I
So then,
also
when the conversation is going on, video has to be off.
sorry. Abhijit, I also observe, or I also noticed that you smiled while you're talking while you were talking about, your achievements and then how proud you feel about your achievement at work so far and the fact that you love working along with people. Could you tell me the reason for your smile, particularly?
Like I said, I smile because I'm happy of how I've turned out, how I've maintained myself. That pride is what, makes me smile. And it's not about my achievements at work, to be honest. Even when I was a non-achiever, and I have been a pathetic performing non-achiever in some of my earlier stints, there have been time periods where I've gotten a lot of beratement also for that. But at that time also, the fundamental value of non-violence, so to say, was intact. So it's less about the achievement. Like I said, only in this situation, achievement will be very, very easy for me to do. It's like surgery, right? If I did not have the restriction of anesthesia and ensuring the patient doesn't feel pain, it would be very easy. I would go in with a scalpel or whatever. I would cut things out and cut things up and sew things back down and say, "Okay, look, I'm done." I don't want to do that. I don't want to cause pain. That's why this whole trying to figure out how can I do that without people being hurt, without people being offended, and so on and so forth.
Okay. And you know, when you say that you don't want to hurt people and you want to work alongside people, how do you see that? I mean, what would an ideal situation be if
Identification would be that my people understand what I'm doing is for the larger good of the organization. Ideal situation would also involve a couple of people realizing that the organization is no longer ready to support them. Ideal situation would involve them and me having mature conversations with resultant to saying, look, we will support you for a limited time period from here on out, but you need to look out for yourself because you no longer fit in the scheme of things here. Ideal situation would also involve some alignment with stakeholders, some fundamental principles being laid down and agreed to in terms of how this function needs to be driven, which are my ideas. So that's the 3 year vision which I have been laying down and trying to get people to sort of buy into. The ideal situation is all these things coming together.
So I heard you say a lot of things, but also particularly I heard you say alignment a few times. So you know, I would love for you to kind of throw some light into the meaningfulness of this alignment that you said.
So alignment pretty what I mean is we are a promoter driven company, so my promoter has very clear ideas in terms of outcomes. The first thing that I need to align with is whatever I am doing, is it driving towards the same outcome? Whatever my team is doing, is it driving towards the same outcomes? If not, then we need to change what we are doing. If we can't change, we need to change the team. At a very brass tacks level, that's what it is. Second part of alignment is a lot of times because of the way the organization has grown up, some of the stakeholders have sort of developed a misguided understanding that they are the L&D experts because they never had someone who came in as L&D expert and said, okay, look, let me tell you how this works. So aligning with them, saying, look, you all are business experts, you do business. I have been hired for this role, let me do this role. You tell me what outcome you want, I'll tell you how it can be driven. If it is driven, well and good. If it's not driven, then it's on me. That's how we measure alignment.
Okay. Thanks for that. You know, I hear, and thanks for clarifying on that. Abhijit, what do you think needs to, what change do you think you could bring in at this point in time? To drive this alignment, to drive these mature conversations that you're talking about, or to, you know, or the other things where understanding the team, who needs to stay, what do you think you could look into?
Okay.
One second,
There's...
just 1 minute. What's the question that you want to ask, Jenny? Take a pause. You don't have to jump into asking a question. Yep. What is the dilemma or a problem that your client is trying to kind of resolve or get over? Think about that. And then ask a question which will help your client to move ahead from the problem. Okay. If I have to cue you, the cue that I will give you is his repeated insistence that he doesn't want to hurt people, rub people the wrong way. Right? And that's something that he says is how he would like to be sensitive, sensible, sensitive, aware. Right? Are Yeah,
you?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, thanks. So Abhijit, you say you've said a few times that you do not want to hurt the people in your team. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that, please? Or what do you mean by hurting people?
So anyone feeling bad, feeling sad, feeling injured, that's hurting people. When you make decisions, now I'll give you an example. We have this guy who's been running the show for 6, 7, 8, 7 years almost. Now my sense, whatever limited exposure I've had with him, is that he has hit his ceiling in terms of his ability, present ability. My reporting manager has already, who was 12, was directly managing him, has already given up on him. His stakeholders also feel that he's not really doing justice to the role. All in all, it seems like a very nice conclusion that, okay, this person is not fit, let's move them out and move on. Doing it suddenly, though, I cannot forget the fact that this person has also been loyal to the organization for 6, 7 years. Nobody's ever questioned their integrity. People are questioning capability. My belief, heartfelt value, once again, is capability can be built. If not in this role, in another role, if not another role, in another role. If someone's given you 7 years of their life, you need to value that and see where else they can, become useful to the organization. When you don't take cognizance of this fact, that makes the person feel hurt. That's something that you don't want. Economic justification of not hurting people is always resource maximization. That's for the organization. But for me, out of my heart, it's not something I can't live with myself if I was being unfair to somebody, unjust to somebody. And not hurting people doesn't mean not punishing. It doesn't mean not having consequences for, improper or inappropriate actions. All of that will be ruthless. But unfairness, injustice, and the hurt caused through that is what one doesn't want, because one is not comfortable with that.
Okay, thanks for that,
Well,
Abhijit.
then just give me a second. Just
Tanushree, could you please mute yourself if that's okay? Thank you.
sorry. Yes. Go on, please.
So I hear, Abhijit, that you value integrity, and you definitely want people to be treated in a fair way, right? Okay. Alina, I might need a little bit of help here. This is where I'm stuck.
So, I'm just thinking if I should stop the recording or what. Shall I just stop the recording here?